we've been following, it's almost been like a reality television show, watching Matt Stewart, the emotions over the last few weeks, because, as we know, he has placed the biggest bet of his life on Probabil. He got $6 the place, can you believe, in the Cox Plate. Now, that was before it was even determined that she was going to the Cox Plate. And today is the crescendo. He's a nervous wreck because it could be life-changing for Matthew. And a lot of people say he needs his life to change.
This could be the impetus for a long overdue wholesale makeover. It's not as dramatic as Michael makes out, of course. I've had a nice bet the place on Probabil, and it's amazing the thoughts that go through your head. Now I'm thinking the inside might be a swamp. They might be getting seven off the fence, and the three-year-old might land in my lap and all that sort of stuff. But, happy to have been part of that personal saga leading into it. But I guess that's what Cox Plates are all about. You've got to have something on the line, don't you?
Well, I'm looking forward to riding all the twists and turns with you throughout the day.
You won't want to be here if it runs fourth,
I wonder whether trainer Jamie Richards is as nervous as you, who joins us from over in New Zealand. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Morning, boys. Very well.
Is God on our side today, Jamie?
Hope so.
Are you concerned about a possible wet track, as in soft seven, and if the rain doesn't stop, even worse for Probabil?
Oh, it's got to be a concern if it doesn't stop, but can't control the weather. Just got to see what happens.
Just on say it's a soft seven, Vinery and other races in Sydney, to me she seems like a very adept wet tracker, but I guess if it's a grinding Cox Plate and it's the chips are down at the 600, it might be different. But just the wet track itself, how wet would be too wet for you to be confident?
We want a good ground because she's got such a great turn of foot on good ground, but as you say, in the Vinery, and a couple of those other races, the T-Rose back as a two-year-old when she ran, you know, the Magic Knight and the Size Produce, they're all wet tracks, and she was able to get through it okay, but she was better on top of it. So I'd say no worse than a sort of slow, a soft five or something like that, six. If it got to a seven or even out further, then you'd have to be a little bit concerned.
Oh, Maddie's a bit concerned. Now, Jamie, how she's settled in since she's come from Sydney, the prep she's had has been an absolute ripper. She looks as if she's improved a bit since earlier on this year. So how's she settled into Melbourne?
Yeah, she travelled down well. Not much worries. She's got a good attitude, probably one of her best attributes. So, she's settled in well, eaten well, done everything nicely. Got to be pleased with her. As you say, you know, campaign's gone really well.
She had a bit of attitude going out to the track on Tuesday morning. Was that just her wanting to have a squiz at her surroundings? What did you make of her reluctance to go out onto the track and have a good look around?
Oh, it probably just needed a mate. But, you know, we weren't able to find a gallop mate or, you know, whatever. They weren't sort of that keen on horses that weren't racing sort of being there. So, look, she did everything she needed to do. I wouldn't be worried about that. She'll be fine today.
What about a strong 2040? Because this is the elite. We know that she's raced over the distance and won over the distance, but at this weight for age class, are you confident she runs a really strong 2000?
Well, I guess that remains to be seen, doesn't it? Like, she's been great in handicaps in the early part of her four-year-old, you know, season so far. Steps up to weight for age today, but does get in like a nice enough weight, 55 and a half for the four-year-old mares is attractive. And I don't think it should be a problem. Being by Sevierville, she's getting a bit better as she gets a bit older, and, you know, there's sort of proven sane blood in her family.
Race shape, she's drawn in. Where you visualise she might be in the run?
I've got to be positive from that barrier, sort of see how it all fits together, but hopefully win the first three or four.
Jamie, do you wish maybe Melody Bell was here today? I mean, the conditions would have suited her. Is there any regret that you didn't keep her in the Cox Plate?
No regrets at all. I don't think that she would probably be quite as competitive as what probably will be today. I know that she's won, you know, 12 group ones and been a great mare, but most of her form is in New Zealand. She's won a group one weight for age fillies and mares are on six, you know, in Melbourne. I think probably, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the next couple of years go.
Well, Well, the Kiwis have had such a remarkable record in the Cox Plate. It would be fitting if a Kiwi won the 100th running with Probabil today. And it would also give Kieran McAvoy the Grand Slam, and it's his 40th birthday to do, K-Mac, as well. So
good omen.
Maybe the stars are aligning. Jamie, best of luck. You're going to be watching it at home. Where will you be watching the Cox Plate from?
Probably somewhere on the way home from the races here in New Zealand. So we'll just see how the timing goes and make a bit of a plan.
Have you got a winner for us over in New Zealand?
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice chances there today. We've got a horse in the first here called Palamos, who's a two-year-old that we like. We've got a mare called Festivity in later on, 74-12, going well unbeaten. It's an ultimate in the same race. Got some nice chances today, boys, so follow the tangerine.
We will be. Best of luck, Jamie.
Thank you.